Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. In the 1960s, a physicist named Peter Higgs postulated the existence of a subatomic particle that was the basis for other particles having mass. This particle was the ultimate particle that gave validity to everything we know about standard physics. The so-called Higgs particle was a component of an energy field existing since the time of the Big Bang that started the universe. The Higgs particle gave mass to elementary particles, such as quarks that contain electrons and neutrinos and leptons that contain electrons and neutrinos. The problem was that nobody could detect the actual existence of the Higgs particle. The Large Hadron Collider, or LHC, at the border between France and Italy is about 1 mile underground and 27 kilometers or 17 miles in diameter. Protons are sped in opposite directions and they collide in the tunnel, causing the release of subatomic particles that can be detected by sophisticated instruments. Now scientists claim to have observed the Higgs particle in two separate independent experiments. At age 83, Higgs was still around to observe his insight become a reality. The Higgs particle discovery was said to be like finding the God particle in physics, since the Higgs particle gave all other substances mass. Scientists are designing further experiments to be absolutely sure that what they have discovered is the Higgs particle. So let's see what happens next as the door to our understanding of the physical universe is opened by furthering this great discovery. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30 in the afternoon and 9:30 in the evening on WAER.